Proclamation number 7472 of 6th of December, 1959. Call of Jesus Christ. Serious address of God. All of you will return to your Father's house and one day be unspeakably blessed. But you will determine the time of your return yourselves. And therefore I speak to you again and again, and I try to encourage you to do everything that you shape yourselves so far in this earthly life that you can be accepted into the kingdom of light, because without light there is no beatitude and the return into the Father's house is synonymous with utmost beatitude in light and strength and freedom. You can considerably shorten the time of return, but you can also endlessly prolong it again, and I want to prevent that. That is why I speak to you again and again and make you aware of the great misery and torment of your decline. I contrast it with the glories of my kingdom and only thereby want to motivate you to strive for my kingdom with all seriousness and eagerness. For one day you will realize what it means to still have to live endless times in bondage, in adversity and torment, on this earth, but where it is also possible to attain light and freedom with good will. Don't be indifferent and don't live out your days as if you were destined for a never-ending earthly life. Remember that you only have a short time left, which is nevertheless sufficient to free you from bondage, which is fully sufficient to pave your way into the Father's house and to rush into the arms of the one in whom alone you can be blissfully happy. And use this short time for your salvation. Do not postpone what you should do soon, for you do not know what time is still granted to you on earth. This is a time of grace of utmost importance, for it can suffice to lead you to beatitude, but your free will has to strive for this. The period of time you are still granted is only very short, and yet it can suffice for the complete spiritualization of your soul. But the time of your renewed battle is immeasurably long when you completely fail and you will be bound again in the creations of the new earth. Again and again I would like to admonish you to remember that it is an unheard of grace that you are still allowed to live in order to shape and form yourselves into beings which correspond to my image, and that you are also able to do this with my support. But you must want to be free and direct your steps to the cross, to Jesus Christ, who will truly help you to reach your aim. This alone determines your return into the Father's house, that you call upon Jesus Christ for help, for on your own you are unable to direct your steps towards the right aim. But he will help you, and your earthly life will not be an idle one if only you call upon him, because then you will recognize me myself in him and thus establish the connection with me which is necessary in order to reach your aim. And every day can bring about this change of nature, because you will immediately be provided with strength if you faithfully turn to Jesus Christ, who only awaits your call in order to lovingly consider you, who will always convey strength to you if only you sincerely desire it. Remember that you can be rid of your external form in a short time in order to then be eternally blissfully happy in freedom and light. But that you can also remain eternally in bondage if you use your will wrongly, if you fail in this earthly life and indifferently only pay attention to worldly things but don't think of your soul which is in great need. For sooner than you think the end is here. For each of you the hour will come unexpectedly, because no one knows when it is determined by my will. And therefore everyone should seriously endeavor to live such that the call of life can come for him at any time, Everyone should live such that he has established the bond with Jesus Christ and can receive strength from me for his earthly life and the shaping of his soul, who will now be acknowledged by me myself in Jesus Christ when the human being calls to the one in whom I embodied myself, to Jesus, with whom I united myself, with whom I became one, who is only the shell in which I could shelter myself in order to redeem you humans. I was in him and he was in me. And whoever recognizes him and acknowledges him also acknowledges me, and after his death he will return to me in his Father's house. Amen.